Water shot up around the ship like fountains flying straight into the sky. It spread out, curving around the boat in a thick, hollow dome, flowing continually until it had trapped the Dark Eve. Angry shouts protested from the men as they ran frenzied around the deck.
"Stay on board if you want to live,"
shouted Vaster as he and Bazile dragged them from the railings.
"You'll die if you jump,"
warned Bazile. The men backed away to the safe center. Jennings and Scar joined them.
"What do the instructions say?"
Jennings demanded. Bazile answered,
"Only one person can go onto the island to see the Oracle. If any other man gets off this boat, they'll die."
Both Jennings and Scar looked at each other.
"We have to wait here until she enters the water again, and the dome will disappear."
"And if she never comes back?"
a nearby sailor asked.
"As long as she is alive, we stay alive. If she dies,"
he paused, peering through the crystal-clear water dome,
"we die."
It was the conundrum of the whole maze. She needed them to get to the center, and they needed her to get out. Acantha smirked and turned to the path that led up to the mountain. A mangled sign stood at its base, warned visitors not to leave it. An instant death was rewarded to those that did, like most obstacles of the maze. When she reached the mountain, it was sheer cliff straight up to the cave. Her energy lulled. Calmly, she laid her forehead against the cold rock, allowing it to cool her brow. Then she started up. At first, the cool temperature affected her skill, but soon her body heat caught up with the strain of the climb. Several times, she almost lost her footing. She scrambled to keep hold and get stable again. She looked back at the bubble that covered the ship and continued. Her hands ached with pain and were beginning to bleed. As she reached up for the next ledge, it gave way, throwing her off balance. She reeled back onto her other hand and her foot slipped. She skidded down, catching a safety spot she had last chosen. Cringing, she once again pressed herself against the wall before searching for an alternate route. For hours, she labored every muscle in her body. Sweat dripped from her face and her limbs shook with exhaustion. Just as the sun was setting, she heaved herself up onto the cave's floor.